Thank you for the word. The United Kingdom supports the International Labour Organization's definition that a just transition means greening the economy in a way that is as fair and inclusive as possible to everyone concerned, creating decent work opportunities and leaving no one behind. We recognize that a just transition is not the replacement of one industry with another, but a diversification toward a more sustainable, resilient, and inclusive economy overall. The UK is aligned with the ILO guidelines that the following principles should guide the transition to environmentally sustainable economies and societies: strong social consensus through dialogue, policies that realize fundamental rights at work, gender policies and programs to promote inclusiveness in the transition, an enabling environment through coherent policies across the economic, environmental, social, education, training, and labor portfolios, and social protection for job losses and displacement, skills development, and again, social dialogue. So how is our new Labour government putting these principles into action? Recognizing the critical workforce challenges within the energy sector, the Secretary of State has established the Office for Clean Energy Jobs, the office, which will focus on developing skills and providing training to the workforce in core energy and net zero sectors, critical to meeting our mission to make the UK a clean energy superpower, working closely with our UK Department for Education, who oversees skills. The office will help realize a just transition, supporting workers and communities at risk of losing out economically from the transition to clean energy. A core part of this work will be engaging across key groups relevant to the just transition, including trade unions and industry. Engagement with trade unions will be key to ensure issues such as job quality, pay, and terms and conditions remain at the forefront of delivery of the clean energy mission. There will be further announcements of more formal structures for facilitating ongoing ministerial engagement, future publications, and interventions to support our mission to make the UK a clean energy superpower and the just transition in due course. The UK is delivering on its commitment to net zero by 2050 by lifting the de facto ban on onshore wind in England and ending new oil and gas licenses while guaranteeing a fair transition in the North Sea. It will also switch on Great British Energy to crowd investment into clean power projects in the UK. And I have an announcement that on the 30th of September this month, the UK will close its last operating coal power plant. In 2012, coal was still 40% of the UK's energy mix. Since then, it has fallen to below 2% as assets have retired, with renewables reaching 50.9% in the first quarter of 2024. The United Kingdom is committed not just to our own just transition, but also to supporting it globally. We will do so by building a global clean power alliance to help accelerate the clean energy transition and tackle the significant challenges to delivering clean power. It will bring together a coalition of developed and developing countries at the cutting edge of climate action who share our ambition. The alliance will focus on driving delivery of existing commitments rather than setting new ones, and will address barriers to clean energy deployment, including finance and supply chains. Second, by unlocking more climate finance, by leveraging the City of London's position as a leading global green financial center, developing innovating financing models to attract more private investment, and driving reforms across the global financial system. And finally, reversing and halting the decline in global biodiversity through our international climate finance programs for nature, including by developing a new program of research into nature and water. Thank you very much.